This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Treffner.
And I'm Julie Kane. If you walk down the hill from our studios, down to the 3rd Street Muni line, you'll be in the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood. The streets are urban, often deserted, and they might sound like this.
But walk into Cora Jean's old school cafe, and it sounds a bit more like this.
Old School is a 1940s-themed jazz supper club run by at-risk youth. They cook homemade food, serve it to all comers, and perform their music, dance, and poetry on stage. Working at the cafe, they get professional skills and a support network, all while dressed in their 1940s best. KALW's Lupe Hernandez has been spending some time at the cafe, and she brings us this story.
From where she's standing on the street outside Old School Cafe, Gladys Tates can see a train stop, a bus stop, and people asleep on benches on the street. Other people are drinking, drunk, or hungover. You'd never think another world was just steps away, hidden from the public, even locals.
I come to this bus stop all the time to take the bus home, and all this time, I've been over here for like 6 months, I've never noticed that restaurant.
It's a summer weeknight, and Sudeep Mochipelli Rao has just walked into Old School Cafe. From where he sits, he can see a stage to the left and tables facing it to the right.
It's really exciting. You know, you walk in and you see this dark curtains and you see this beautiful rich reds and you see a chaise lounge sofa up on top. And you hear Louis Armstrong singing in the back. And then when you come at dinner, there's actually performers. And they're singing their heart out, and you are instantly transported.
The singers Rao's describing are youth employees at Old School, wearing dress shirts and shoes with black slacks and suspenders. They carry themselves like they're out of another era, even if they're dancing and performing hip-hop. Rao says he comes here to be transported in time as often as he can.
This is a breath of fresh air. And it's also not just a breath of fresh air, it's a lifeboat.
The atmosphere is a big part of what makes Old School what it is. And then there's the food. Walk through the cafe into the bright kitchen, and you'll see young people moving quickly but carefully to complete each dish on time. Helping prepare that food is Chef Kevin Tucker. He's there to help the youth develop and better the skills needed to move beyond working at the cafe.
So we, look at their knife skills, we look at their chopping skills and making sure they can chop, and do they know how to measure, do they know what a pinch is, do you know what a quarter cup is, do you know what a teaspoon is?
Tucker met Old School's founder at an event and was intrigued by the new idea of youth in the kitchen.
When I got an opportunity to meet the young adults, they were all personable, mannerable. They were wonderful kids. Wonderful kids. I was pleasantly surprised.
Part of the reason he was surprised is that the youth at Old School aren't chefs in training, at least not when they come in.
I organize all the files. I do all the interviews, go through all the applications. I set schedules and tell everybody else what to do.
Desiree Maldonado is a youth manager at Old School Cafe. She's been with the program for 4 years, since she was 15. As a manager, she's in charge of the rest of the workers as well. She says all that responsibility is a lot different from the way her life used to be.
Before Old School, I dropped out at the age of 15 and started hanging out in the streets, started drinking a lot more, and just never going home or going home at like 1 in the morning, just, being really disrespectful. I used to like break into people's houses and rob my friends and rob like people, like just break in their house and steal from them, and just go do like just some bad things. But once I joined Old School, I stopped all of it.
Maldonado says meeting Old School founder Teresa Goines made her feel like it was safe to explore a new life.
I don't know, just Teresa just felt like a guardian angel. I felt like I didn't need to go continue that life. And my friends that I was hanging around with, I stopped talking to all of them. And some of them changed with me. They joined Old School. And because I was just kind of like, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. You guys can't make me do anything I don't want to do, and I want to become somebody positive.
So I was like, okay, so jobs and a family, sense of community.
This is Teresa Goines. She got the idea for Old School after working in various jobs for law enforcement, including at a ranch for young men convicted of crimes. She wanted to find a way of getting the youth she worked with to stay out of trouble once they were released.
So that was sort of where I started thinking, all right, so nobody's going to hire them, then I need to create something that's going to hire them specifically, that could be sustainable, that can help them make more than minimum wage.
Walking into Old School may transport you to another era, but it's not always so easy for the youth to leave their old ways behind. Goin says things don't always go smoothly.
So it's still running the full restaurant with all of the challenges of teaching how do you not take out what you're upset about on your coworkers and blow up. And you're in service now. You're in customer service. So you have to check that stuff at the door and come in and be professional and, you know, how to deal with it in a positive, healthy way.
Goines doesn't try to punish the youth when they make mistakes, but she says she also enforces consequences.
If they're not ready to work on their stuff, you know, we surround them with support, and I let them know it's, even if you fail and make a mistake, even if I have to fire you, like, you know, my heart's always open, you're always welcome to come, anytime you need to talk, I'm here, you know, so the love doesn't stop, but you can't have a paying job if you choose to not be responsible and make those hard choices.
So ever since I came here, I stopped doing everything.
Leonard Ferguson is 21 and a server at Old School. He says he used to be deeply involved with drugs and alcohol, with a troubled life at home. He heard about what Old School was doing at a turning point in his life.
I slowed down on drinking, I stopped smoking weed, I stopped robbing, I stopped doing like all the negative stuff and started doing more stuff that's positive. I've been to college like a couple of years, but then I stopped going because I thought it wasn't for me. But now that I realize I want to get somewhere in life and just travel to different places. And now I'm about to go back to school probably this year, next year.
Ferguson says it's easy for him to be positive at the cafe. And it seems that way for all the youth. They make their way around tables, smiling, greeting customers, and cooking in the kitchen. And of course, performing. Whether they're on stage or in the kitchen, the youth at Old School are building new lives for themselves. The hope is they keep living them after the music stops. For Cross Currents, I'm Lupe Hernandez.